Fethead, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation review. Today we're going to be reviewing the Bolivar 550, which is the new brand, rebrand under Foundry Cigars, which is, of course, a subsidiary of General Cigars. So first thing I just want to comment on, and this is probably a result of it being a pre-release, so this is the 550, but typically when I do my reviews, I do a check on the size and check on the ring gauge, mostly for my own sanity in case I forget later, and this actually comes in at probably about a 5 1/8, so slightly larger than the 5-inch, but what's surprising to me is it's not a 50 ring gauge. This is more like I call it a generous 48, but it actually fits 46, so to me this is a 5 1/8 by 46 ring gauge. Again, could be a result of it being a pre-release sample. Maybe the pre-release samples aren't quite up to spec on the ring gauge, but I'm sure in the end it's not going to be a big deal. I actually prefer a 46 ring gauge cigar. Regardless, like the other review we did under the new rebranding of Foundry, this has a pigtail cap, which is interesting. You don't see a lot of cigars out there with pigtail cap, and then it's got the closed shaggy foot. So again, you don't see both of those in a lot of cigars, but two rebrands under Foundry both have those. So we're going to give this a light. Before we do that, I like to nose the cigar, get a little sense of what's going on, sort of pre-light. So it's sweet leather and barnyard. Maybe some spices there. Tough to pick up anything on a closed shaggy foot. So not really getting anything other than what I'm getting off the wrapper. Now, a number of people actually asked me to stop cutting out the section on lighting and cutting. So if you don't want to watch the next minute or so of me cutting and lighting, feel free to skip ahead. So again, my ritual, the thing that I've come to do as a standard, whether I'm smoking for review or smoking for myself, is I do a pre-cut toast. And if I do my toast well enough, I don't really need to touch the lighter to it again, except for touch-ups once I've made my cut. So in this case, with the shaggy foot, it's probably going to light a little bit easier than what you normally get with an open foot. So first of all, I'm going to be as careful as possible, especially since I'm on video here, trying to do that pre-toast so I don't scorch the wrapper at all. Looks like I've got the torch turned up a little bit too high here, so make some adjustments. Getting used to this new torch lighter I just picked up. It's from Zycar. It's designed for high altitudes, which is certainly sitting here at high altitudes. It's got a interesting mechanism inside that's uses a glow plug instead of piezoelectric, so it's supposed to be a little bit more reliable. So give that a nice little toast. Again, making sure not to scorch the wrapper. And once I've done that, again, my standard here is a V-cut. So I'm going to take a V-cutter. I'm going to position it sort of lengthwise across the pigtail cap, make one clean cut, and I'm good. Now, I'm going to test the draw, and if I've done my pre-light correctly, I shouldn't need to actually touch the torch to it. So we'll check the light, check the draw. As you can see, it's burning fine. I haven't touched the torch to it. Now, the reasoning behind this, and I had this explained to me by a number of people who are far more knowledgeable than I am about tobacco, is you're taking a torch that's pushing 1100 degrees centigrade, which I think is over 2000 degrees Fahrenheit, and you're superheating you're burning off the tobacco at the end, which is creating a superheated gas. Your goal is not to draw that gas into the cigar. So if you were to cut the cap and light while drawing on it, you're drawing that superheated gas into the cigar. Of course, the whole entire purpose of the blend of the cigar is to keep the burn temperature at a very, very low temperature and keep the flavors consistent. So if you're drawing superheated gases into the cigar, you're altering the flavor profile. So as it was explained to me, the goal is to do that without the superheated gas being drawn into the cigar as much as possible. Looks like I've been successful here, which is great because this is my first attempt on video. Now the draw is quite tight, and it looks like I've gone out. The draw is quite tight, but it's drawing well, if that makes sense. So even though I've got a tight draw, I'm not really having draw issues per se. So we're just going to touch that up here. Tons of smoke production. Kind of a sweet, leathery, peppery start. Certainly lots of pepper on the retrohale, sticking in the back of my throat. Little bit of lingering sweetness after the leather kind of gives way. I may need to make another cut on this. I'm getting a ton of resistance off the draw, but it still seems to be burning well. So I'll kind of revisit this in a few minutes and see how it's doing, see what other flavors come to the top here as the first third settles in. So a little bit about this new Foundry Bolivar, again, General Cigar Company, rolled out of the Dominican, uses a U.S., United States, Habano, Connecticut, with an Ecuadorian Sumatra binder, and then for filler, Dominican filler, Honduran filler, and Mexican and Nicaraguan filler. So there's actually quite a few different fillers going on here. MSRP I have as suggested MSRP of $7.49, which is quite reasonable. Sold in boxes of 20. So I'm about 8 minutes in, and there's some rich spiciness that's starting to develop on the regular draw here, which is nice. The really strong pepper on the retro is kind of reducing a little bit. It started out as kind of a medium plus, and I'd say it's, you know, just at a solid medium now. Still a lot of resistance on the draw, but not having burn problems now that I'm, you know, fully lit and going. The burn line so far is, you know, you can see pretty clean. So I'll just have to let this settle in, see what other flavors come to the surface as the first continues on. Sitting at the 10-minute mark, some light cocoa developing, peppers continuing to sort of drop off, not be quite as prominent. It really started out as a heck of a pepper bomb. I wouldn't say it's hit the medium minus mark, but it's definitely on its way down. Continue to taste the first third here, see what else comes up. Just past the 20-minute mark, the Bolivar is really settled in now. I think the spices and the pepper are balanced, although there is still a really nice pepper that's lingering at the back of my throat. It's not overpowering. There's still some sweetness in there, and there's still some leather in there. Neither the sweetness nor the leather are really overpowering the spices of the pepper. So pretty decent first third. I'd say probably another 10 or 15 minutes on the first third before it goes into the middle third. You can see the band on that is quite large, so more than likely I'm going to take that band off just before it gets into the middle third. As you can see, the cigar is producing tons and tons of smoke. Just finishing up the first third here, and there's sort of a sweetness that hits as soon as the draw is finished, and then the sweetness goes away, and there's kind of this lingering leather, lingers quite a bit actually, really coats the mouth. It's not overpowering. I'm not really a huge fan of leather myself, but it's interesting. I mean, it's, you know, it's a different flavor component within this that's developed. So as you can see, really approaching the band, so I'm going to have to take the band off going to the middle third and come back and see what is coming up for flavors in the middle third. So nicely into the middle third here. There is a bit of a flavor transition. The sweetness has picked up substantially in the middle third. In the first third, it was just kind of subtle at the end of the draw and then lingered a bit. Now it's kind of at the forefront. So the pepper and the spices have really fallen significantly to a light plus. But it is a flavor transition. There's a lot more what I would describe as savoriness in the middle third. So it's a good progression. See how the middle third progresses as it continues on, because you know I'm only about maybe 10 minutes in right now, and check back in, see how it goes. One thing to comment on the retrohale in the middle third: very smooth, very balanced, finishes sweet, almost like a toasted caramel, which is a huge departure from the first third where the retrohale was really dominated by pepper and spices. So again, interesting transition between the flavor profile in the first third and the middle third. Sitting at about the 1 hour 20 minute mark now. Middle third is really settled in. There's not a lot of flavor transitions here. Still getting some leather in the post draw. Retrohale is still quite smooth. Not a lot to report in terms of new flavor. So I'm going to keep smoking, see if there's any other changes. Probably check back in the middle third or the final third. Sitting at the 1 hour, 45 minute mark, into the last third, as you can see. More leather pronounced here. I would say it's light plus approaching medium now. Not a lot of other flavor transitions to describe just yet, but maybe when it gets more into the last third here, there'll be more to report on. Sitting at the 2 hour mark now, probably going to get about 2 hours 15 out of this. I'll have to look over my notes, but this seems like a pretty clear five pack. Again, another, I think, great entrant in the rebranding here. Tasty smoke. It'll be interesting to read the other thoughts, because I think we're doing a group review of this. So make sure to check that out on CigarFederation.com. That review will go up shortly. And as always, if you like our videos, if you enjoy our work, make sure to like our videos on YouTube and subscribe on our YouTube channel. Check out all the latest stuff coming at CigarFederation.com.